kabaka baka baka shigini ki kuri miri muda kabaka shigini di 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 kora baka 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 shigini di di kaba kura bara bata kara baka 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 shigini ki di 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 kora kara baka 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 shigini ki di kuri di di ba shigini di di di. And Father, I desire to be your presence. Shikini kara baka baka baka. And I desire to worship you. And when I'm in your presence, and I worship you, I am changed to be more like you. Kuda baka baka shikini kini kuni baka. Father, I desire to be in your presence. Shidi bakara boko baka shidi kidi kuli baka baka sedi. I desire ribateke di bakara boko bashi to worship you. Kuli bili bakara teka baka sedi. When I'm in your presence, that I worship you. To be more like you, Shiri Barakara Boko Baka said, more of you, Kudi Bidi Barabaka Boko Baka Shit, and less of me, Shiri Barabata Karabo to Kubaka Shit. I desire to be more like you. Take this. More of you, Shiri Banta Daraba, less of me, Shiri Karabokoba. I desire to be more like you. Take this lay, take this lay, take this lay, take this lay, have your way, Korabakabashi. More of you and less. Oh me, Shidi Bera Karabuku Bashi, the Karabuku Bas, the Korabakarabuku Bashi, the Karabuku Arakabaka Bashi, the Kara Ribarabata, she did the Korabata, Sadi, the Karabatuku Bashi, the Karabataka, Sadi, the Karabuku Bashi, the Mas and Dada, the Ribarabaka, she did the Kirikurabata, the Karabutuku Bakashi, the Ambadi, the Rabatasa de Karabatokobashi, the Giddy Karabatokobashi, the Giddy Karabata Karabata, Amadi de Kerebaya Karabatokobashi, the Karabatos, the Karabata Karabata Karabata, the Karashi, the Rebada Darabushi, the Karabata Karabata Karabatokobashi, the Nevas, and the Karabata, the Karabatushi, the Ambadi de Karabashi, the Karabatokobashi, the Karabutukubashi, the Gidimanabana, the Karabutukara, the Karabutukubashi, the Karabutukubashi, the Karabutukubashi, the Karabatashi, the Karabutukubashi, the Karate, the Karabatakarabata, Karabutukubashi, the Moro, the Maya Karabata, Karabataka, the Kiribasi. Jesus, I desire to be in your presence. I desire to worship you. Wait on me in your presence and I worship you. I am changed to be more like you. More of of me, I desire to be more like you. Take this clay, take this clay, take this clay, and have your way, oh Lord, have your way in me, more of you and less of me. コバカシギリギリコレバタカラボツコバカシデデデデカラボツコバシデキリカアマナダダダカラボツコバカシデデデカラバタカバカバカシデデデデデカラボボセ May you take the glory, take the glory, take the glory, take the glory of your way in me, Koramatakasha. Be exalted, be exalted, let it all be about you, Lord.Let it not be about me, but about you, Lord. Take your glory, take your glory, take your glory, Lord. Take your glory. I desire to be clothed by you, O Lord. Sharabata karabata kabashi. I desire to be clothed by you. Yo, 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 yoOh, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, we give you worship. You are our Father. Thank you for this morning. The Karabatakashi, 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 the Karabatak Thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy, thank you for your goodness, thank you for your kindness, oh God, God, thank you for what you're doing in our life, thank you for what you're doing in my life, thank you for my family, thank you for the children, thank you for those listeners, thank you for those that are gathered to your presence, the church of the firstborn, the church of the firstborn, we've come to Mount Zion, we're not concerned, but just to worship you, to worship you, to worship you, Lord, and you take all the glory, oh God, more of you, ooh, ooh, and less of me. Take the glory, take the glory, take the glory, take the glory. Reveal your glory in me, oh God. Reveal your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory, Lord. Reveal your glory in me. More of you and less of me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, you come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome, you come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory. You are welcome, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are welcome. Thank you for your glory. Thank you that you clothe us and you clothe me with your glory. Thank you, Lord. Not unto me, but unto your name. More of you and less of me, O God. Thank you for my listener, O God, that you clothe them with glory, that your presence overflows this morning. That your presence overflows this morning. That your healing overflows this morning. That your grace overflows this morning. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God and praise God again. Thank you for joining in this morning for another episode of Spirit and Life. And I know that God is going to speak to us, and it's not in vain that we've gathered. And it's not in vain that you've tuned in to listen, because I believe that God has been speaking to us. We've been understanding spiritual laws. We've been understanding the spirit of sonship, the spirit of adoption. We've been looking at the liberty of the sons of God. And today I want us to look at groanings or travail. And by the grace of God, I want us to see what do we understand about the word groaning. And we'll still pick our readings from Romans chapter 8. And the Greek word is stenazo. Stenazo is the word for groaning. And that's an inward groaning, inward travailing, inward pain, inward shaking, inward condition of discomfort that one experiences while on the earth, or while in prayer, or even the earth experiences stenazo. And let me maybe just before I jump up there, let's read the Bible. Let us read Romans chapter 8. From verse 18, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Verse 22 is where we also look at the verse. It says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to which the redemption of our body." Verse 24. "For if we are saved by hope, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then we do it with patience, wait for it. Likewise," verse 26, "the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that words cannot express."
which words cannot be uttered. And verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So, there are some words, there are some two words that I used here, stenazo and sustenazo. And let me look at this third one of the Holy Spirit. It's called stenagos. Now, when we look at stenazo, we are seeing that there are three groanings, or rather there are ideally maybe even four or five groanings. But let's see. Let's see if we can capture all of them. First, we see that the creation in itself, what is the creation? The creation is the world. The earth is groaning. The earth is in pain. When we see floods, when we see earthquakes, when we see fires, when we see volcano eruptions, when we see global warming and global boiling, scientists will tell you that the earth is really in trouble, that, I mean, the lifetime of the earth is really coming to an end. And there are concerns that one of these days the earth will explode, that the core temperature of the earth is rising. I mean, look at the issues of emissions of green gases and the global warming, the thinning of the atmosphere. I mean, with what man is doing, no concern for the environment, no concern for nature. What we see is that the earth is suffering, and this is as a result of sin. The whole creation groans and is in pains and undergoes so much challenges because of the sin of man. When Adam sinned, the earth was cursed, the ground was cursed, and it was said to him that with hard labor, with sweat, shall the land produce for you. But you see, when God made man, he did not make him to sweat. He gave him work. He gave him a well-planted garden, a well-watered garden. Everything that man needed was already provided for. And remember, we've read in Luke chapter 3, verse 38, that Adam was the son of God. So the desire of God was to have sons, and Adam was his son, and we can see the sons of God. Sons of God is a description of men, is a description of those who follow him. When the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, then they came and slept with them. And sons of God can also be used to refer to angels. Sons of God also can also be used to refer to the Christ, to Jesus. And we also, who are redeemed by the blood of Christ, who are in Christ, are also the sons of God. Because the Bible tells us, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And to yet Romans, no, not Romans, John chapter 1 from verse 10, it says that he came to his own, but to his own did not receive him. Yet to those who believed him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the power. In another version, it says he gave them the right to become the children of God. And when you're a child of God, you are a child and you grow into a son. For to us a child is given, a child is born, and to us a son is given. So, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. So there is a process in which God expects that every child of his grows into maturity to be a son. So we are born sons of God. We are born with the full potential of being sons of God and with the ability to exercise the authority, the power, the wisdom, the favor that is required to manage the earth. And that's why Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. And that is the expectation of every child of God, to grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. So creation, just going back to stenazo, has been groaning. And the word there uses sustenazo, groaning with us. So creation in itself goes through pain with us because of the sin of Adam. And you see, that's why the first earth was destroyed with the flood. I know there are theories that even this is not the first world. And I don't want to get into it because that gets into extra biblical literature. But what we see from the scriptures is that in the beginning, the earth was formless and void. And the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Tohu wabuhub. That means it was utter destruction. But you see, there are those that argue, and those that argue that there was a first world before the world that we have, and they argue that that world was destroyed when Satan fell, and because God would not have made the first world to be, I mean, what everything that God makes is good, you know. So the concern was that, why was the first earth formless and void? But I don't want to get into that. But what we know is that the earth was formless and void. But you see, God saw that the earth was formless and void. It was covered by water, and the Spirit of God hovered the waters, and God saw it fit to separate light from darkness. And he said, let there be light. And that light is not the sun, that light is not... that initial light that God said, let there be light, refers to revelation. Because it is that revelation, that light that comes forth, that brought about the manifestation of everything. Light reveals all things, and darkness had to flee. So let there be light. And when there is light in you, when the revelation of God comes into your life, then your eyes are opened. You have fanero, your eyes can see, and you can be open. And that is one of the greatest prayers that you must ask God, to open the eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my understanding, give me your light. And I pray that you may receive God's light today, that you will see the scriptures for they are. They're just one straight line, and that scriptures are opened to you, and you understand it. And you will make sense. Oh, this is what it means here. Oh, this verse connects with this. Because that is what happens when God opens your eyes and you receive the light of God. So, just back to where we are. The first world, or that world that existed before it was created, that was formless and void, God made it, because the Bible says that God did not create the earth to be uninhabited, but he created it to be habited for man. And so he made man a perfect earth. And through that, the man was able to have precious stones, he was able to have gold, he was able to have water, he was able to have plants, he was able to have the animals were obedient to Adam. They came to him. He named them. In fact, the Bible says that no suitable helper was found for him. That means that all the animals came to Adam. And as he named them, they were willing to be a suitable helper. They actually could, Adam could have chosen a donkey for his helper. Adam could have chosen a snake or a lion for his helper. Adam could have chosen a baboon or whatever creature, or a giraffe if he needed height. But you see, when they all came to him, the Bible says Adam named them, and whatever name that was, he named them, that was its name. You can see how Adam was created with so much potential as the Son of God. But remember, he was just a living soul. Mark that, he was a living soul. He operated from his mind, and he was given dominion over the earth, dominion over the fish, dominion over the waters, dominion over the birds of the air, dominion over animals, dominion over creation. Him and his wife, they were given dominion, and they were told to be fruitful and multiply. So dominion was not given over fellow man. Get that? In the beginning, the dominion was not even for the husband to be over the wife. That was not the original pattern of God. That was not the dominion that was there in the beginning. They were both given dominion. And that's why we are not to rule over one another, but we are to handle each other with mutual respect and understanding, still in recognition of the order of God and of the pattern of God. We submit to one another, but there is still order in the family. The husband is the head of the home, and the wife submits to the husband, and the husband loves the wife and gives himself sacrificially, teaching her and washing her with the word, and the wife submits to the husband in all things. So let us not lose that. But I just want to show that dominion is a different spirit. Dominion is where you find that people want to rule and control and manipulate, and that is not of God. So the dominion was given over the creation, and the creation responded to Adam. But you see, when Adam sinned, the ground was cursed. And from that very moment, creation began to groan. The wild, the animals were not wild at the beginning. The lions would eat grass. They were friends. They were friends of Adam, but they had to take off. They had to run away. So some animals suffered from this bondage of corruption, this decay, as we see it. And that is why we have wild animals. And you see, even in the time of Noah, Noah was told to select the animals, and he chose the animals two by two, and that first creatures were destroyed by the first flood, by that flood. But you see, God made a commitment to Noah that he shall not destroy the earth again, and by water. But you see, there is another destruction that is coming. And that is the final destruction, which is the destruction by fire, where all the elements of this earth shall be destroyed by fire. And this first heaven and this first earth shall be taken away. And when this first heaven and this first earth is taken away, a new earth and a new heaven shall come from heaven and shall appear. And this new heaven and this new earth will be a return to the garden, to the initial garden. Remember, the scriptures begin with the garden and end with the garden. And even when Jesus resurrected, he had to first come to the garden. So there are many things that scripture lines up. I mean, it was the woman that was deceived, and Jesus, the first person that Jesus had to meet was a woman to bring the restoration. So there are many mysteries in scripture. But I want you to understand that creation will be saved. Creation will be restored. And in that time, a child shall play near the nest of an adder. And an adder is a poisonous snake. And the lion and the lamb, the lion shall eat grass together with the ox. And this you can read in Isaiah 11 onwards, after speaking of the coming of the Messiah, where there shall be no more war. People shall use their weapons of war as fuel. So that will happen in the millennial reign of Christ, and also in the age to come. Now I want you to understand something, that there is a mystery which the scripture gives certain clues that call about the age to come. And in that age to come, there are certain powers that exist. There are certain powers that will be at play, that will be available for the believer. And you know what? What we have now is a foretaste of those powers. One of the things that we shall have, and maybe God helping me one day, I'll do a teaching on the powers of the age to come, the time of the age to come. And we'll see what scripture tells us about how there will be leaves. The leaves from the 12, you know, from the tree of life shall be for the healing of the nation, where people shall have authority over nations. Them that served God faithfully, they shall have authority over nations. You shall rule nations, my God. So be faithful in this age now, because that time to come, the faithful shall rule over the nations. And the Bible tells us that we shall have a foretaste. We have a foretaste. We have tasted of that. We can have a foretaste of that. And that is why our bodies also groan, that we shall have a foretaste. We shall experience, we shall be clothed with immortality. So there is a stenazo that happens in us. There's a stenazo that happens in us when we desire to be clothed with immortality. When this corruption of our bodies, these bodies, these earthen vessels of ours that undergo pain, that undergo crushing, that undergo sickness, that undergo, suffering, that these bodies of ours that undergo tiredness, desire and long to be clothed with immortality. These bodies of ours are mortal. And as long as we are clothed in this earthly tent, we must desire to be clothed with immortality. We must desire to be clothed with the incorruptible. This seed, this corruptible seed, must die one day, and such that we are clothed with immortality. And that's why Paul said that my desire is to go with be with the Lord, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. He knows that the moment he leaves his body, he is in the glorious freedom of the sons of God. He's in the glorious liberty. He experiences that new life. But he says, it is for your good that I stay. Because he had the heart of the apostle. He could see and tell that, oh no, I need to stay for you. And even Peter, recognizing that his time is going, he said, it is better that I remind you of these things before I set aside this tent. Because the Lord has made it clear to me that soon I will set it aside. So we in our own bodies, when we go through infirmities, when we go through challenges, when we go through the slappings of men, when we go through the persecutions of men that happen around us, we desire to be grown, to be clothed. So we undergo stenazo. And that is why deep in prayer you can find yourself entering into a phase of groaning. Ah. Yeah, and even Paul himself, as he was praying, he says that I am groaning. He groans. And my dear children, from whom I travail again, I go through the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. So there is a groaning that is for formation, that Christ, that we desire to be formed. Christ is formed in us. So creation, the wild animals, are longing for that day when they will not be wild again. The earth is longing for that day when it shall receive that new earth, and that new heaven, where all things, the Bible says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And as he ascended on high, he filled the whole universe. So the whole universe is filled by the presence of God. And in as much as we go through groanings in our time, a time is coming when the old earth shall be liberated and it shall be set free alongside with us. That's why it groans together. It travails with us. Sustenazo, it does it with us. Then we ourselves, we who have, the Bible says, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, my God. We are the first fruits. When Jesus, when God was redeeming Christ, Christ was the first fruit, the firstborn son. And we too are in Christ. We are the church of the firstborn. We are made like him. We are firstborns. We are like him. We are sons of God. We are made sons of God like Christ. That's why 1 John tells us, just as he is, so are we in this present world. It is a hard teaching. And that is because many were not ready to bear it. But because them that are ready to bear it will recognize and will see in Scripture that we are in Christ and Christ is in God. And that is why we are bilocated. We are in heaven. We are seated with him in heavenly places, far above all thrones, all dominions, all powers. We are seated at the right hand of the Father this moment because we died with him. We resurrected with him. We ascended with him. And we've been given the same authority that he has now. And yet we are still on the earth. That means that on the earth, we are still groaning. We are groaning for the day when we shall be liberated from this body and go and join him in glory. That is the groanings. That is the stenazo of the believer. And also, so we've seen the earth groans. The animals groan, the creation groans, the plants are groaning. The believer, the first fruits, they that have the first fruits groan. And we see also, we've also seen the groaning of believers as they pray for other believers. I tell you, if God has called you to pray for others, you will groan. And that is what Paul was groaning. He said, my dear children, from whom I labor again until Christ is formed. So when you're praying for others, groan for them until Christ is formed. That Christ is formed. And the last groaning that we see, not the last, there's even the groaning of Christ. Jesus, when he was on the earth, he groaned. Stenazo. Oh, my God. When he opened the eyes of the blind man, the Bible says he stenazoed. He had a deep sigh. Ah! And he said, Father, be open. That groaning was a prayer to God. It was a deep prayer to God from his soul, from his inner man. And the groanings that we're seeing here in Romans chapter 8, likewise the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with wordless groans. Stenagmo. Wordless groans. So it's not the stenazo, it's the stenagmos, which is now, is that the groaning of the Holy Spirit that happens inside of us. And he groans with the wordless groans, crying and helping our infirmities, telling us, don't worry. I'm clothing you with immortality. I'm clothing you with power. I'm clothing you with a new dimension. I am promoting you to a new level. I'm giving you strength from on high. And Christ is able to strengthen us. The Spirit of Christ strengthens us this morning. So as you pray and as you travail, no, that is a sign that your prayers are reaching the heart of God, have reached the heart of God, and God and the Spirit of God has joined alongside with you to pray according to the will of God, to pray directly to the heart of God. And he is groaning that you may be clothed with him more and more. May our hearts, may our lives, may our bodies, may our spirits desire strongly to be filled and to be clothed by the glory of God. Remember, when we sin, we have fallen short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when we submit ourselves to God, we are clothed again with glory. And our glory is not like the glory of Moses that was fading away, that men had to use a veil, but our glory is the one that increases. Ever increasing glory from one level of glory to another. And that is why the path of the just is like shining brighter and brighter till the light of day. May you be desired to be clothed this morning, to be clothed by God, to be clothed by immortality. This is the word of the Lord. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word that you call us to be clothed by you. Clothe your children this morning. Shiba kabo sika bayaka. Clothe us with immortality, with the understanding that we are your sons, we are sons of God. Thank you, Lord. As we travail, O God, in prayer, may we be clothed and clothed with you. May Christ be formed in us to the praise and honor of your holy name. Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you are not giving your life to Jesus, all this will just be another story, and you will be going through the pains of life, not knowing that you can be clothed with glory. And if you are there and you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to welcome you into this life of the age to come, that you can have a foretaste of the things to come. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Thank you that you died on the cross of Calvary for my sins, and that you are resurrected for my glory. And I receive your spirit in my life today, and I'm a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Find a Bible-believing church. Follow me on the channel that you found, Spirit and Life, on YouTube, on Facebook, Telegram, and whatever channel, TikTok, Instagram, whatever channel you find, that may God's grace help you to find God's word and to keep listening. And share this with your brothers, with your sisters. Share this with someone who needs to hear this message. And I know that the words that I speak to you, John chapter 6, verse 63, they are not English. They are spirit. And they are life. They communicate the life-giving Spirit of God. Shalom. Until we meet again tomorrow or the day after, as the Lord leads us. Shalom.